From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios with a veritable truckload of gear is the band Overcoats. Hannah Ellian, JJ Mitchell, with help today from Joao Gonzalez. Hello, Overcoats, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having us.
It's wonderful to have you here. There is a fantastic and exciting new record just out called Young that we have been spinning now for a couple of weeks, and I'm stoked to hear you guys do some of this live in our studios. Let's go back in time for the two of you, because if I understand correctly, each of you has a somewhat varied upbringing, a lot of travel involved in early life.
Yeah, I think we were both in families that were sort of nomadic. Our parents traveled a lot for work, so we ended up spending part of our childhoods abroad. My parents worked in Egypt and England, and Hannah spent time in Jamaica and Uganda.
Wow.
So yeah, world travelers.
Were you old enough to have picked up some of the cultural influences of those locations, or were you too young?
I think I was, I think I was definitely old enough.
Yeah, I think what it did is it taught us both a lot about like being really adaptable and kind of like learning a lot through your surroundings. And we've talked a little bit about how like people that travel have, there's like a certain mindset about it when you come to talking about like similar ways of growing up.
Yeah, it's common ground for us, I think. And also definitely helps now that we're touring musicians.
Nomads, really.
We've been on the road for 51 days now, so I think nomadic is the right word for us.
Do you have an assigned spot in the van, or do you move around a little bit?
We move around a little.
I'm either on the left in the back or the right in the back.
Or in the front.
Oh yeah, you're right. I was in the front.
So no.
So the answer never. There is no. I'm never in the same seat.
It was a long way to get to a simple no. Overcoats are my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio. So you guys ended up crossing paths initially, what, about 6 years ago at university, right?
Yes.
Tell me about Wesleyan University.
Wesleyan University is...
It's in Connecticut, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's a breeding ground for artists and musicians. Many people are creative. And doing all sorts of things. And JJ and I, just like by accident, heard each other sing in like the first week of freshman year. And both have had similar experiences that we've now spoken about, but obviously didn't tell each other when it happened. But I was blown away by JJ's voice. I'd never heard anything like it. And I thought she was so cool and I want to be friends.
And I saw Hannah and she was in a headband and I thought that was cool. And I wanted to be her friend.
Well, Hannah, it's interesting that you'd say that you'd never heard anything like JJ's voice, because I have yours.
Well, I don't know if our voices are so similar. I think they just blend really well together.
They blend remarkably well, and not only because of the sound of them, but also in the way you sing.
Mm-hmm. Well, right? That's definitely over time.
Yeah, I was going to ask whether that was something that occurred naturally or you do a ton of work making sure that every last bit of inflection is identical when you're singing together.
I wouldn't say that it's like a conscious effort. I think that over the past 6 years of just like singing together all the time, whether it was something we had written or just singing a cover, we just sort of, I guess, created this inflection and intonation that we sing with together. But like definitely when we met, we didn't have that same sort of like, yeah, we didn't, I don't think we like breathed in the same places when we first met.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's come over time. Like when we sing together, we're pretty much always looking at each other. And that's the same way when we write music as well. And we're kind of practicing something, we're looking at each other. And so I think there's a lot of like subconscious, like reading each other's cues and things like that. Because we like to sound like one voice.
Now, going back a bit, there was some a cappella singing in both of your histories, correct?
Oh, there was. We were in the same a cappella group in college called the Cardinal Sinners, which was...
Now, were you doing a cappella versions of pop songs, or were you doing...
A lot of Rihanna, okay. A lot of Beyonce, some Amy Winehouse, other R&B hits. Yeah, it was a riot.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your setup, and then I want to hear a tune. You have Well, obviously two voices. You've got a small keyboard that's plugged into a laptop. You've got a drum pad, some real drums, some recorded tracks from another laptop. Is that a pretty standard setup for you guys?
Yeah, we tend to incorporate guitar as well, but we won't be using the guitar for these songs today.
All right, what do you guys want to do first?
We're going to play Hold Me Close.
This is Overcoats, live on Jefferson Public Radio.
His words don't mean a thing. It shows right through his teeth. He walks the world like I should know what it means. He's a man of armor. Don't blink, no need to please. But he still looks to me to cuff his sleeves. So hold me close till the night turns gray.
That is Hold Me Close, played live today in the JPR studios by Overcoats. Hannah Ellie and JJ Mitchell with Joao Gonzalez in the studio today. There is a lot going on in your music. There's obviously electronica, duh, wonderful two-part harmonies. On the record, there are even some shades of old folk song, like early folk song singing. What kind of musical backgrounds did each of you bring to this group that resulted in what we're hearing here?
It's been a jigsaw puzzle that we've been slowly putting together after the fact, pretty much. We both have found that we have a lot of the same like influences and bands that we liked, but we didn't really know it when we first started. One of the first pieces of music that we bonded over was an Amy Winehouse song, You Know I'm No Good. Mm-hmm. And so we both love her, and her voice obviously is unbelievable, but one thing we're both really drawn to with her is the honesty of her lyrics and how she doesn't really care how it's coming across. She's just saying what's true to her. And so I think that's definitely influenced our lyric writing a bit. But there are all sorts of bands that we've accidentally put on, like on a long drive, and then we discover we both know all the words. Like Coldplay is an old favorite of ours.
Yeah, I was gonna say our most recent discovery was I put on I don't even know the name of the record, but Madonna's album that she put out in 2000. I just put it on. Do you know what it's called? Music. That makes life easier. And I think none of us really knew what it was gonna be like, and then Hannah and I just knew all of the words to all of the songs.
And didn't know we did.
Yeah. And we were like, what is going on? And it's like not, it was crazy. And yeah. We just keep discovering that we have all the same sonic influences. And that makes a lot of sense now, because when we were in the studio and even before that, we would make all of the same aesthetic decisions in our music and gravitate towards all the same sounds, all the same like melodies and harmonies. And I think that we're just discovering slowly that we've had almost identical musical, at least listening wise, not necessarily our musical backgrounds in terms of how we were engaging with music. But
Well, not only are the two of you musical, obviously, but at least one of you has to be fairly tech savvy based on the setup. Which one of you is the sort of computer nerd that has all the setup dialed in?
I want to say neither of us, but I guess we do.
I feel like we have different strengths and weaknesses when it comes to tech. I have extremely low patience.
I have patience, and so I'm usually the one that has the computer in my hands or on my lap, and I'm pressing the buttons. But Hannah is very good at knowing what she wants and how to achieve it. She just doesn't have as much patience with the programs.
Yes.
And as you're out on tour and you're here in the studio, you've got Joao who's handling percussive duties running tracks. Do you guys, prior to connecting with him, did you guys have to do that stuff yourself at the same time as everything else?
Yeah, when we play our duo set, we do a lot more like triggering of backing tracks, and a lot of the percussion is programmed. But it's been amazing having Joao, because it just adds so much to have a live drummer with us. So we owe it all to him.
Overcoats are my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Young. Hannah Ellie and JJ Mitchell with Joao Gonzalez here in the studio. All right, what do you guys want to do next?
Should we play Kai's song?
Let's do it.
What can you tell me about this one?
This song has gone through a lot of iterations, but it's essentially a song about growing up, and it's for our good friend Kai.
what you see. But I'm not going back to how I used to be. How did I lose myself and everyone around me? But oh God, I have never felt alive like this.
That is Overcoats live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Really cool tune. It's from the record called Young, just out. Hannah Ellie and J.J. Mitchell with Joao Gonzalez are live today in the studios. Well, you guys, as you mentioned, have been out on the road now for 51 days, not that you're counting. And unlike previous tours, you are now headlining this time around, not a support act anymore. That has no doubt changed just about everything. You've got a full-length record, longer sets. What has the response been like to people coming out to buy tickets to see Overcoats as opposed to the name at the top of the bill?
It's been crazy. Like, we're based in New York, and so in New York, we know that we'll have a draw, and, you know, in like San Francisco, we know we'll have a draw. But when we're like in Cleveland, Ohio, and there are like 100 people there, we're just like, how is this possible? It, like, the internet is just an insane thing. And radio obviously plays a huge part as well. So it's been pretty incredible seeing people show up and also meeting people from all over the country and all over the world, really, that have relationships to our music. It's pretty special.
Now, you talked about your similar musical tastes, and we have talked about how your voices really sync when you're singing together. Outside of music, are you similar women? Do you have similar tastes? Because the partnership, if you read into it from an outsider's perspective, it seems like there's just this incredible synergy. But are you similar outside of music when you're just out traveling?
I'd say we are in a lot of ways. Yeah. In some, we're different.
I think we have a very similar sense of humor, which makes us able to tour for 51 days in one car.
A lot of it's really not suitable for radio, I should say.
Yeah, I'm so
sorry. I think
you're
correct, yeah. We're sorry about
that. Is this thing on? yeah, we definitely vibe in terms of just hanging out. We're very good friends, and we have been for 6 years, so we have a connection that is beyond the music, and the music kind of stems from that friendship. And so I think that's what sort of makes it doable to combine our lives like that.
Yeah, we do like a lot of the same, like, other arts as well. Like, I think we like a lot of the same paintings, and we like a lot of the same fashion. Like, I think aesthetically we're quite linked at this point.
Well, let's talk about the groovy dance moves.
Yes.
They're somewhat hampered right at the moment, Hannah, because you've got a broken wing down there.
That's all right. I was using my arms.
Got like a little foot cast going on.
Just a small
but
one.
You guys have definitely started to incorporate some groovy dance moves, some choreographed in sync, not the band, but in sync with each other dance moves.
We'll incorporate in sync the band eventually, if they're willing.
Where did that idea come from?
I wouldn't even say it was an idea, really. I think it was sort of a mandatory element.
Yeah, I think it flowed naturally once we became more comfortable on stage. I remember at the beginning of our musical endeavors, we would stand like stick straight and barely be able to open our eyes and look at anyone. And I really apologize to anyone who was in the crowd at those
within our first year of being a band.
But I think that once we discovered that the stage could be like a comfort zone for us, dancing just happened naturally. And once we had an album with beats on it and just like more of a energetic sound, it felt like the right thing to do. And then we just love choreographing things. It's our dream to be dancers, so we're like pretending that we are.
Yeah, dancing, I think dancing is a huge part of or dance music anyway is a huge part of what we're trying to do, because our lyrics and our melodies, we like to sing about really tough stuff, really vulnerable stuff. And the electronics and the kind of dance beats give it a kind of a healing energy that maybe you wouldn't have if it was just kind of more of a sad guitar melody. We like to kind of be able to dance out our fears and our worries and kind of reclaim a little bit of the power in them.
Hmm. One of the songs that we have been playing quite a bit is Leave the Light On from the new record, which has got just that kind of beat that you're talking about. Is there a story to that one?
That one is one of the last tracks that we wrote for the album. And the album's kind of a journey of growing up. And so that song kind of fits within that story as one of the later tracks and one of the later parts of that journey, where you're kind of feeling like, okay, I want to be independent. I'm ready to kind of look after myself. I'm going to leave the light on for myself when I come home. I can do this. But maybe you're saying that a little bit in order to mean it.
Self-motivation, kind of.
Try to convince yourself.
And you guys are going to wrap up with that one today, yeah?
Yes.
For myself when I come home, 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 for myself when I come home. Leave the light on for myself. Leave the light on for myself. You don't know me at all. You don't know me. Leave. myself when I come home.
That is Overcoats, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Leave the Light On. It's from the new record just out called Young. Hannah Ellian and J.J. Mitchell with help today on percussion and tracks from Joao Gonzalez. You guys have managed to capture something really special right out of the gate. This album is fantastic. Thank you so much for coming by and spending time with us and playing for us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.